Bad Peace is Better Than Good War. By Michael J. Sutton at brownstone.org. President Trump is shining a light into darkness, and part of this darkness is the truth about the Ukraine conflict. It must end. There must be compromise. The death toll is catastrophic. I would go one step further and say that the academics, journalists, and politicians who have actively, deceitfully lied about this conflict, particularly in Australia, America, and Britain, should lose their jobs, permanently, for failing in their duty of care to be impartial observers of events, and not partisan participants. They lied about history. They lied about Russia and Ukraine. They lied about this war. Time to get rid of them, all of them. President Trump has shown us that it is possible for reform, that it is possible for change, that it is possible for light to shine in the darkness of the corridors of political power. These academic, journalistic, and political fraudsters who lied the last 3 years about this war should be sent to the front line in Ukraine to care for the victims of this awful conflict, a war they helped to create, curate, and craft. 3 years ago, I wrote and published a book on the war in Ukraine titled "Is Russia Our Enemy?" I was blacklisted and banned. I still am. It is impossible for me to work in many places because of my views on COVID hysteria and the Ukraine war. I refused to stand with Ukraine or subscribe to any loyalty tests. Amazon sells the book but forbade me from advertising the book, and it is still under restriction because I dared to ask the question, is Russia our enemy? In Australia, stand with Ukraine is still one of the loyalty tests for many academic, political, or think tank positions. It is a disgrace. Now finally, the new American president, Donald Trump, is standing up not for the West's puppet, Zelensky, but for the truth, that this stupid war needs to come to an end as soon as possible. Zelensky is now a dictator, living in a nation under permanent martial law. Critics of the regime are dead, in exile, or in prison. There is unbelievable corruption, the nation has collapsed, and there is media silence on the progress of this horrific conflict. The psychological damage of this conflict for tens of millions of people will endure for generations. The Stand with Ukraine loyalty test involved four main lies: history, politics, science, and strategy. First, history. During the Second World War, some Ukrainian nationalists were collaborators with Nazi Germany in the persecution and execution of Jews, including the controversial Stepan Bandera. Even today, in Ukraine, this love of Stepan remains, and some Ukrainian soldiers follow in this tradition, such as in the Azov Battalion and others, who are openly devoted to Nazi ideology. This love of Hitler is complicated because Germany was seen as the liberator from the communist Soviet Union and the lunatic Stalin. Throughout the region, this complicated history is played out in various celebrations that we are not allowed to mention, such as the March of the Holocaust Collaborators, the Latvian Legion. Every nation has complicated figures. History is always a mess. Ukraine is no exception. The fake news media said consistently that this Nazi narrative was entirely false, and Russian disinformation, which it wasn't. It is called history. Russia's allegations that there are Nazis in Ukraine were not false, they were correct. There are Nazis in Ukraine and across Eastern Europe, not just in the West running around doing the odd salute and writing slogans as graffiti. The Western media deliberately lied about Ukraine's Nazi past as soon as this conflict began. History is complicated and there are nuances, subtleties, and contradictions, but the Nazi tradition is alive and well in the Ukraine. The West for the last 3 years has promoted it and protected it and allowed it to flourish. Adults are not children. We can handle the complexities of history. Lying about history and then canceling people who don't abide by fake history is a form of tyranny and should be overthrown. The second lie concerns the question of politics. In 2014, America helped orchestrate the overthrow of the democratically elected president of Ukraine. It was a classic coup, not too difficult, and not too many people were murdered. America has often toppled foreign governments, and this is also history, not fake news. In this case, it was felt that Ukraine was too close to Russia and Ukraine needed someone to more clearly support American interests. Political and social agitation abroad are normal strategies for large powers, and this has been part of global politics for generations. In the past, in the days of Kissinger, this would be openly discussed and celebrated, but today, it is all a big secret which doesn't make any sense to me at all. We all know America overthrew Allende. We all know America tried to topple Castro in the Bay of Pigs. So why is there this secrecy about America's intentions, ambitions, and strategies today? I believe that most people would accept the strategic behavior of the state if they were convinced of the merits of the argument, but instead, we have this snowballing of deceit that Ukraine is a democracy, and that this war is about freedom versus tyranny. Trump is right. Zelensky is a dictator. He rules under martial law. The election was cancelled. Behind this clown show of foreign policy is the reality of the underlying tension that Ukraine is simply an echo or a reverberating of tectonic plates following the realignment of the world since the end of the Cold War. We need more diplomacy, more compromise, and fewer conflicts if this world is to survive this realignment. The third lie concerns the question of science. There are laws in America restricting certain kinds of research for various reasons, and so, not surprisingly, research continues abroad in places with fewer laws. It is common practice. America went abroad with its research programs and set up laboratories in places like Ukraine, hence the so-called, much-denied, biolabs. According to the fake news media, there are no biolabs, but there are biological research facilities. Semantics. What were they doing? What are they up to now? Who was and is involved? They are good questions. The existence of these research facilities was chiefly relevant due to the timing of COVID-19 and the pandemic, but to deny their existence is fake news. The fourth lie is that of strategy, and it is the lie that Putin is a tyrant who wants to invade Europe like Hitler and that Ukraine is Poland. This is delusional. The war in Ukraine resembles the Western Front in the Great War. One day, one side advances and then retreats. The next day, the other side advances and then retreats. The only ones who have benefited from this war are the makers of bombs and weapons in the West, because all of them have been tested on the men, women, and children of the Ukraine: how they explode, what damage they inflict, their trajectory, their effectiveness, and their power. This is not a war of good and evil, it is a war of money and profit. The war has been catastrophic for both sides, and once it is over, it will be over. There is no appetite in Russia for further conflict and no interest in Ukraine for a continuing war. Zelensky is the West's puppet, and he is simply the frontman for this idiotic conflict. The bomb makers, their proxies in the state, and their wordsmiths in the think tanks and parties don't care about the death toll. They don't care about the suffering. This is just another war to make profit, and some have made a fortune while Ukraine burns. There should be an investigation into the coverage of this war by Western news agencies. The journalists who have openly and deliberately lied about the war in Ukraine should be fired. This includes hundreds of journalists and hundreds of think tank operatives who should also be expelled for fake reporting, the peddling of propaganda, and the spreading of outright deceit. This means that the majority of think tank cronies who stood with Ukraine should be stood down permanently. The Stand with Ukraine scam has resulted in the deaths of so many for the benefit of a few corporations and their proxies in various Western governments. Put simply, the Biden administration, following the departure from Afghanistan in August 2021, oversaw a 3-year-long bomb and weapons sale with live testing on the innocent people of Ukraine, justified by the most cynical set of arguments in a generation. Stand with Ukraine was not about democracy but a corporate sales pitch. It is good news for peace that President Trump is setting the record straight on the West's war in Ukraine, and I hope that this war ends soon so the healing and reconstruction can begin. What compromises can and will be made is a question for negotiators, but no political settlement will please everyone. I have always believed that a bad peace is better than a good war. Russia is not my enemy, nor is Ukraine. What we have seen with the Stand with Ukraine nonsense is the defense of evil and the ghosts of the past. The millions who have died will rise on the last day and have something to say about it.